You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Human trafficking, many times, it's an invisible crime that experts say is actually a lot more common here in Idaho than you might think. Well, this will actually be getting some attention at the State House. A piece of legislation aimed at better understanding and curbing human trafficking will receive a hearing in the Senate Judiciary and Rules Committee. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Representative Melissa Wintrow, who brought the bill forward, and Jennifer Martinez with the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So, Representative Wintrow, I want to start with you. You sit on a committee, and this is kind of what opened your eyes to this issue.
Right. So I am a part of the Idaho Criminal Justice Commission through the governor's office, and it's an honor to work this great group of people. And there's a subcommittee that deals with human trafficking. And the bill that actually is in the Senate is brought forth by that committee. That's not necessarily my bill. Mm-hmm. There's another bill that actually I got to scratching my head about being on this subcommittee. So indeed, that bill is in the Senate, and it looks at safe harbor for individuals. And it is a really good start to human trafficking laws in our state. Now, when I was on the committee, I started to think about the age at which people get married in our state. And of course, we have the legal age of 18, but we have granted many exceptions to that, which got me to think, is this a possibility for human trafficking? So currently, we have no floor for a minimum age of marriage in our state. So a 40-year-old could marry a 12-year-old, for example. And so when I started to think about those statistics and think about those possibilities, I worked with the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence to say, hey, we already know that women and young girls are vulnerable to unwanted physical contact and sexual assault. Could this be another way that people are abusing and coercing young girls and women?
So you bring forward, it's the anti-sex trafficking bill, but also has to do with marriage, correct?
Well, the bill that you're referring to in the Senate is brought forth by our subcommittee in the commission. And now I've introduced a bill in House Judiciary and Rules to actually create a floor for the marriage age at 16. So we shouldn't be marrying anybody under 16. Mm. And some qualifications. And if you are to get married at 16 or 17, since our legal age is 18, and that would take court approval, parental consent, and of course, some verification that the child consents to it. Now, that's been a tricky situation, I think, in our state. So we're at least taking some steps to say, let's put a floor on that age.
And Jennifer, why is that so important to have an actual age limit on when someone can get married?
Well, for us, it's really a matter of knowing, based on data and studies that have happened nationwide and here in Idaho, that young women ages 16 to 24 are already facing victimization rates that are much higher. And the fact that 16 to 17-year-old young women are the ones who are making up the majority of marriage rates for the people requesting the exceptions to the marriage age are 16 and 17-year-old girls, but they're the ones that are least protected because we don't have a base and we don't have anything that is actually checking in to make sure that they are consenting to this, that they're not being coerced into getting married potentially to a perpetrator, to someone significantly older than them. So for us, we already know that they're susceptible. We already know they're facing gender violence at increased rates. So why aren't our laws matching what we already know? Specifically, our marriage laws aren't matching our statutory rape laws, which we, I think 3 years ago, Representative Wintrow, we were able to address and to fix. So there's just a lot of things that need to come into alignment with one another. And that's why we are working on this issue diligently with the representative.
And then when we look at human trafficking, how would that then potentially play into these young women being victims of something like that?
Do you want me to take that?
Yeah, I'll let you go.
Well, there have been instances here in Idaho as well where minors 12 and 13 have been married. And actually, Missouri has been known nationwide as a state where folks have taken young girls there to marry underage. Now, again, think about the vulnerability. Think about yourself at that age, how potentially that complicates the matter as far as being able to be coerced and so forth. So, again, I think we need to align our laws to protect children and to look after the safety of young women and girls in this situation.
And can I add on to that, too?
Absolutely.
Additionally, with young people getting married, young women getting married, they're not at an age of being an adult where there are protections in place that they can automatically go to for help, such as protection orders or seeking help from a shelter, or if they were wanted to escape a trafficking situation, because they're not adults, we aren't exactly sure whether or not they'd even be able to access those services. So for us, it's a matter of what can we do to ensure that if there is a trafficking situation, that they're actually able to go seek help and seek services so that they can get out of that potentially dangerous situation.
I'm speaking with Representative Melissa Wintrow and Jennifer Martinez with the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Representative Wintrow, so ultimately, why bring this forward?
Well, Gemma, I think it's so important, again, working with the coalition so long and my experience working with survivors and victims of sexual assault and domestic violence for so long, It's an easy thing that we should be addressing. One more piece in the puzzle to create opportunity for young girls and women. I mean, even think about when we think about marrying that young, how mm-hmm. that diminishes your opportunity for education, for caring for yourself, for creating a powerful and autonomous life. I think it's so important that we are really addressing all laws that would inhibit somebody's development and growth. So, I mean, that I think it's just so important to make sure that young women and girls have free choices and are able to access the full range of their human rights and not be in a position where they're vulnerable to coercion or abuse.
And so if this were to pass, then if the law of the land becomes you can't get married until you're 16, at 16, would they still need consent? How would all of that work? Because 16 is still young.
Right. Well, and here's where we do a bit of compromise, right? So as we continue to learn more, I think we can all agree that we should not be marrying anybody under the age of 16. Now, if there is a situation, let's say I'm 17, almost 18, and I do have a relationship, and everybody in the family and maybe I get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody's supportive of me, I can get married in a few months, financial, family support, et cetera, then the judge and the parents and the child can discuss all that. And I think that the important thing at 16 and 17 then is that there's another source that's helping us evaluate, and that's the courts.
Mm-hmm. And would that also be true then for boys? So this is not just 16-year-old girls. I mean, this is because there are boys and girls who are mm-hmm. 16, 17, who are dating, may get pregnant, come in and want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
This would apply for all kids in that category.
Yeah, it would apply for everyone, regardless of how they identify themselves, girl, woman, boy, man, mm-hmm. or anything in between, to ensure that the judge is making sure that the best interest of the young person is being taken into account, that there's consent from the young person, and that there's generally support all around, like Representative Wintrow was discussing.
And is this really a baseline as we move forward, Representative Wintrow, when it comes to things like human trafficking, trying to curb the things that happen in our state that we don't want to talk about?
I believe so. And in fact, I talked to one judge about this to get some feedback on the implications to the courts to make sure we wouldn't overwhelm them. And last year, I pulled some data. Last 5 years, we're averaging about 100 young women getting married, 16 to 17 years of old age, and much fewer, like boys, like 10, right? So this is a gendered issue. And I asked the judge, I said, you know, tell me about your thoughts with this. And the judge said to me, like, I hadn't thought about it. This is an amazing educational opportunity for judges, for us to be considering this when we're having these discussions in the court about these decisions. So mm-hmm. I thought it was a great, he was very open to mm-hmm. and talking more, and really, how do we educate more people about the possibilities here?
So where is the bill right now? What are the next steps?
Well, we introduced it in House Judiciary and Rules, and so it's up to get a full hearing soon, and the coalition will come, and we may have some other folks testifying. But like I said, I think it's just one more piece of the puzzle mm-hmm. to create a baseline as we look at public safety and we modify our laws, especially to bring them in line with statutory rape laws. Why would we allow a 30-year-old an exemption to marry somebody 15 or 16 when the statutory rape laws only allow somebody 3 years old? Basically, it would be ducking a crime.
No, and that makes sense when you put it in those terms.
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. I've been talking with Representative Melissa Wintrow and Jennifer Martinez with the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You.